According to the revitalized peace agreement, the other political parties are expected to nominate 30 representatives to the 550-member National Legislative Assembly. Albina Kolatak, the OPP spokesperson, says disagreements within the coalition started on the 10th of May when President Salva Kiir appointed 30 members of parliament representing OPP. Attack says other parties in the OPP coalition noticed that the list did not include representatives from the other five parties that make up the OPP. He says all 30 were either members of the People's Liberal Party or friends and relatives of Peter Mayen. He says the other parties in the OPP coalition raised the concern to President Kiir, who advised OPP leaders to sit down and agree on how to share the 30 slots. Attack says Mayen refused to join his colleagues in meetings several times to resolve the impasse until Mr. Kiir had to appoint a committee headed by Tut Keo, the chairman of the National Pre-Transitional Committee, to help the party. It says Mayen declined to attend any of the meetings.
The first meeting failed because Peter Mayen did not show up, and the meeting was adjourned, and he was told, this time, if you don't come, people will take a decision, even if against you. This exactly was last Monday. And when the meeting took place last Monday, as usual, he did not turn up. He did not come. So the meeting decided to actually distribute the 36, because there is already information that the president has cancelled the list that was appointed earlier. So this five group was actually allocated 26 out of 30. And the other 10 was actually left to Honorable Peter Mayen and his umbrella.
Attack says Mayen was later informed to submit his list, but he rejected the distribution and refused to cooperate with other party members to submit his list. Attack says the other members later suspected that Mayen was refusing to cooperate because Mayen thought the list of 30 people he had nominated was still valid, not knowing President Kiir awaiting a new list. He says the party members later requested that President Kiir revoke the 30 candidates Mayen submitted earlier so that Mayen could cooperate with the other parties.
We were waited for last Friday and Saturday. He could not even manage to bring his list. This is why the OPP was not part of swearing in of today. It is because Peter Mayen refused to bring his 10 nominees according to the new distribution, and he insisted that he want to take all the 30. So in light of this, the president decided to go ahead with the rest and allowing the rest to take off without OPP members.
Attack says the members of the other political parties were informed by President Kiir that their nominees would be appointed and sworn in only when the coalition's members mutually agree on the list. He says other OPP officials will follow up with Mayen in a few days to submit their 10 members, but if he refuses, the members will look for other options.
We will actually look for people of umbrella, because when he signs on behalf of people, so he cannot keep the whole process hostage of his only, intention. This will not work. We will look for those of umbrella and we will take from them, and we will prepare a list and an appointment will take place. Of course, the president will be ready actually to appoint when we are together, when we are in, we have a complete list.
Attack says the party members have no problem with the other appointed members of parliament continuing with the swearing-in because what is happening is an internal issue which cannot be considered a violation of the peace agreement. It says OPP officials are determined to address the issue soon so that the new MPs can join parliament. In June, President Kiir revoked the appointment of two OPP lawmakers by Peter Mayen, who were said to be foreign nationals and not members of the OPP coalition. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.